XS Mobile. 4HKX, KB2HXS, Patrick, you there?
Here about
5 ago,
KI4LCI Mobile.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said in the beginning there.
Was in here on the frequency about a half hour ago, calling various people,
KI4LCI Mobile. Oh, okay, yeah, I heard him in there. I give him a call from time to time, see if he's doesn't have his customers or something. No, all right, I appreciate it. KB2HXS listening.
LCI Mobile.
4ZLK, KA3JCA.
ZLK.
Hey, if you tried calling me back, I apologize, because I looked down. Apparently, when I set the mic down, I must have hit the up-down button, and it changed channels on me.
I think there was something wrong with my radio.
It's you, Shane. It's you.
Something wrong. I'm getting some kind of crazy interference. How you doing, Dave? And, Richard, I just backed into a dock, and I don't have a good signal when I hit the dock, and I need to make this delivery. Can I call you back in another few minutes, N4ZLK?
Yeah, no problem. I'll make sure that I stay on the right channel, KA3JCA.
I mean, EB2HXS.
Okay.
Form 2 Tango Mobile, N0TR W2T.
KA3JCA, Shane, I could just barely hear you. You break it up.
Minutes, I get through across the river back on the side. I'll call you back.
Roger, Roger, KA3JCA.
LK Mobile.
Clear, sir, KA3JCA.
Hey, Shane, just want to say hello and goodbye because I'm about to pull in the house. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Hey, Richard, how are you today? Let's try this again, see if we can make this connection work.
Yep, it's a lot better now. So, yeah, I hadn't heard you, but Sally thought you took yesterday off. She goes, I think he was off yesterday. And she goes, I haven't heard him today.
I'm off on Mondays. I did get a little radio time yesterday, and I think you're right. I don't think I got on the radio this morning. Early, I talked to Patrick about 5:30, briefly, but I hadn't been on the radio. But I was going to give you a call, actually, and probably about 10 minutes after you called me, I was planning on calling you.
Yeah, Sally beat us both to the punch. She's like, did you talk to Shane today? Has he called? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no. I said, you can talk on the radio, pick up the mic and call him. But then I had to call BridgeCom. I watched their live streaming on Wednesday nights, and I won a free Anytone 878 UV 2 Plus handheld.
I know you'll enjoy that.
One of my first radios that I bought to get back into DMR, and then of course I bought the 578, which was the mobile rig, so I told Sally she could have that one, and that way she'll be able to get on the radio herself.
Ran through an intersection, and it was blocked by a bunch of trucks.
Move a lot of the containers around all throughout the day, man. It seems like you're always backing in or pulling out there and drop it off. And you, like, tow two at a time?
We run those at nighttime. I have a pickup that sometimes they'll ship out two or three trailers a day. Normally, when I'm just delivering, I keep the same trailer. I deliver out of it. But later in the afternoon, I've got a couple of swap outs, or I'm, you know, two or three pickups I got to make. It does seem like that. It does seem like about the time I get on the radio, it's time to back into another dock.
So do you, I take it you move stuff from like, either like hub to hub or something like that, or for other places that do a lot of shipping?
Yeah. I work for the in the same building that all the little brown package cars work out of, and I carry bulk stops that are too big to go on their vehicle. So we have a few customers that get heavy deliveries every day. They can't get them on their little package cars. There's just not enough room. So there's a few of us that make those deliveries, and then we have customers that'll ship out several pallets of freight at a time. Now we don't carry it on pallets, just back to the building. They hand unload it because we don't process pallets or pallet loads. But one of my customers will ship out, today they're shipping out three full 53-foot trailers that will be hand unloaded and processed, sorted, put on separate trailers to go out tonight.
That just seems like an interesting job. I had some friends back in Delaware that worked for the same company there, and they enjoyed it. And that was back before 2000, and they've been with the company 20 plus years, I think, already. So, and then when I lived in Delaware, my neighbor, he used to drive a rig, but he used to drive for a place called Cartanza Farms. And they sold the big king size baking potatoes that like restaurants use, the big ones and so forth like that. I went on a couple of trips with him just to see how the process worked. So it was amazing.
Those potatoes there in Delaware?
Potato farm was in Delaware, kind of it was actually north. It was behind the base on Route 9, north of Dover Air Force Base. It was called Cartanza Farms. Your wife probably might have heard it. But yeah, my friend, we lived out in Hartley at the time, and all of his trips were local, so he'd pick up a trailer, drive it to where he needed to, and he was always back home in the evening. So, but it was nice, you know, just taking a ride one day, seeing what it was like to be a trucker.
But he lived in Hartley, Delaware?
I did, yeah. So did the other guy that he lived in Hartley. We actually lived on Route 8 before you got out to 301.
One of my wife's nieces lives in Hartley right now. She's 7 years younger than my wife. My wife's oldest sister was 14 years older, and when Kelly was born, my wife was only 7 years old. But yeah, she lives in Hartley right now.
Yeah, and I want to say I said 8. Actually, 8 takes you to Berrydale. It was that Route 44, so you go right into the town, and the fire hall was right there on the left, right there in the center of town. And then you kind of go straight out like you're heading toward 301. And then from where I lived before, I was like only a mile from the Maryland border.
And Hartley is like the redneck area of Delaware. And of course, my wife's down there in Lewis. They call that area Slower Lower.
Not that right. It was. It is. It was referred to like the redneck area.
Is that area that of course they're good people, you know, we like to kid around. But anyway, how are you feeling today?
A little better today, just kind of taking it easy day each day, relaxing, so forth like that. But that was Hartley was like the first area that I actually bought land and had a house built, and that was the first time that I had exposure where you buy land. And, of course, it was supposed to be by land, but the people you were buying it from had restrictions that you couldn't have this, or this on the land. And I almost changed my mind and didn't buy the land. And for ZLK, KA3JCU, Friday.
Okay. Now, did you buy from an individual or was it a development company?
I've actually done both, but yeah, the first time I bought land and stuff like that, it was from an individual. They tried to pipe stem the land, which means I could buy, my acreage was like 385 by 285, and then to the left of me, there was 25 feet, And then to the other left of that 25 feet was another 25 feet that went back to a plot that was directly behind mine, the same size plot as mine. They called it pipe stibbing.
About what kind of restrictions they were able to put on you. I understand if you buy in like a neighborhood and they've got a development that has certain HOA restrictions, but from an individual, it seemed like they wouldn't be able to keep that restriction. They might try to say, I'm only going to sell if you'll agree to this, but they couldn't really hold you to that.
No, it was quite clear. I couldn't have pigs, chickens, farm animals. I could have a horse, which was nice, which we did have a horse. I had an Appaloosa bear. It was like 2.5 acres of land, and there were two other houses that were there when I bought the land. The first house was the gentleman that I told you worked for Cartanza, because the house in the next to mine was an elderly couple. And then, of course, we built and so forth like that. But I've since heard that the neighborhood has expanded and more houses have been built. I don't know how much. I'm going to have to, I might have to look it up on Google and see if Google Maps has a current photo.
And probably land up there is getting scarce, because getting scarce around here as well. I'm sure they're developed as much as possible and towards that LK.
We settled on the house that we have over here. It's at an HOA just because of the wheelchair accessibility. But I told my wife I wouldn't mind having 10 acres of land and building a house right smack dab in the middle of it so I could put an antenna farm up permanently.
Most every ham's dream. I wouldn't mind that as well, but I don't know. That's just more money and more work.
That's your wife, too. I forgot about that. I actually just brought it up. I mean, I haven't brought the satellite picture up yet, but right where I lived in Hartley was Seidel's Egg Farm, and we used to go get fresh eggs from them weekly. So that was right there off of Seidel Drive in Hartley, right around the corner from where I live.
If it's still there, I'm sure my niece knows about it. Because, that area is not that big. Anyway, I hope you have a good weekend. And by the way, hello to Sally if she's listening.
Hello. And yeah, actually, if you get a chance, Jane, look up on Google's map. And believe it or not, I don't know what the date on this is, but the three houses are right there. It's like real close to 300. And so you go right through the city. It's called Everett's Corner Road is what they're calling it, now on 44. But you can kind of see where my house was. It was a Cape Cod. We had a deck on the back, and you can see the little horse shed at the back of the way the driveway was.
Not tonight when I get home. It's hard to see on my phone. Still got an old phone with a small screen. I can look at some stuff, but maps like that's a little bit difficult.
Actually, I'm looking at it. The people apparently have added an in-ground pool. It added a two-car garage, it looks like. It added an extension off the back of the Cape Cod. So it's been upgraded. It looks like they put a shop there where the horse shed used to be. It looks like they have solar panels on it. So I'll be darned. I figured they would have had more houses by now, but apparently they don't. KA3JCA with N4 ZLK.
Well, it's been 20 years, I guess, since you were there, or I think that's what you said. Yeah, you think it would be more developed than that. N4ZLK.
Been longer than that because, see, I moved to Florida in 2000 and moved here in 2015, but so that's already 22 years have been gone. And when I moved to Florida in 2000, I was living in Fredericka. This was back in 87, 88, 89, 90 time frame, so yeah, it's been a while.
Well, my first trip up there was in 89, I believe. We went to Rehoboth Bay. It was February, and it was was cold. That's the first time I've seen ocean water frozen in person. You know, I've seen pictures of it, but the bay was frozen over.
Well, I was sitting here, like I said, I used to do a lot of fishing in a lot of the ponds there. So I don't think, we did get snow on a couple occasions. I remember when I first was stationed at Dover Air Force Base in February of 79, we got so much snow that everybody was actually snowed into the barracks. It snowed.
Good snow down here in the 70s as well. I remember the roads being blocked up, being snowed into the house for about a week or so before they could get out and get the roads cleared. Of course, didn't have the equipment, but it was a lot of snow. And I meant to say Lewis Bay, and I'm not sure if I said that or not. It was Lewis Bay, where Lewis Beach, that was frozen over.
Yeah, I remember going down to the submarine towers in Lewis and walking the beach and seeing snow on the ground and some of the shoreline being somewhat frozen. Of course, the waves never froze, but there was like ice being washed up on the shoreline. But at the time when I got there, some of the towers that I guess had been broken into because they weren't really locked or secured, and I remember a couple of them you could sneak into and go all the way to the top, but of course they weren't safe.
That's about that. I'm sure she probably explored them too when she was a kid. She told me about one place. She said now she can't believe that she used to go there when she was a kid. It was just way out. Nobody was around, and it was some deserted buildings somewhere near the coast, and they would just walk all through them, climb the fence and walk all through them. But I don't think she knew what they were. She just knew that people went in there.
I'll get a chance one day to meet your wife. I'm going to laugh real hard if I've known her or met her before. That's what's going to be real funny.
Well, coming from Delaware.
Sir. So, alrighty. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your driving there. I'm going to find out what Sally wants for lunch. I didn't realize it was 15 after 12 already.
Next place here, and I'm actually an hour behind because that pickup, I had to swap that trailer out early because they're heavy today. Anyway, good to talk to you, Richard. You and Sally have a good day. Thanks for the call, and we'll do it again. Hope to meet you soon. KA3JCA from N4ZLK. Have a good day.
All right, Shane, 73. KA3JCA, clear.